is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Ariana Grande finally has a job. Good for her. You know, it's tough being unemployed.
Yeah.
When you're releasing a single every 6 weeks.
She it's wasn't incredible. Busy enough, eh?
Yeah, really. So she's going to be a new judge on The Voice. I guess Nick Jonas is leaving. And they announced for the 21st season. They've already done 21 seasons of The Voice?
That's wild. I think they do two a year, though, do they not?
Yeah.
They've had
still
to.
Still a lot.
Nick Jonas replaced Gwen Stefani a couple of seasons ago. So they always have, like, a rotating cast. That's kind of thing. My thing was, where do you get the time? Like, if you're Ariana Grande, I mean, I guess you're assuming that you're probably not going on tour until 2022, maybe? Yeah. Because otherwise, how does she have the time to do that? Because it's all shot in one location, right?
Yeah.
She's usually all over the world.
Well, you'd have to think the season would be over probably by the end of the summer, right?
Yeah, because I'm sure that they pre-tape a lot of that. Correct?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, and the other thing I want to ask is, like, the one thing I will say with The Voice is, like, have you heard any of the people from The Voice actually make it?
Yeah, there was that one.
Who's the person who would name them?
Yeah, you know the one. I said in that song.
Honestly, it's mostly just about the judges, I guess, and like the performances and not the performers. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they might have great performances. There might be like great one-offs, but you know, you haven't seen like that Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood thing that you know, happened with Idol. So I don't know. Be very, very.
Maybe it'll be the next singing show that does it, because that's what I'm waiting for.
What do you mean?
The next singing show?
Yeah. Here's another twist.
Yeah.
But essentially, it's can you hit these notes?
Exactly.
99.9 Virgin Radio with Harry Styles.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Happy International Trans Day of Visibility. Woo. It's a day to stand in solidarity with the trans community, who is too often faced with discrimination and violence. And it's also to raise awareness for the incredible resources that we have right here, specifically in Toronto. Lots of fantastic places you can look into. One of our favorites is the 519. So you can head to their website, the519.org, if you want to find out a couple of ways to get involved today, including some things you can learn about, some classes you can partake in, and even some places you can donate some cash. It's a great day. Are you guys ready for the most 2021 job title of all time?
Ready.
Yes.
Nerf, as in Nerf guns, are hiring a chief TikTok officer.
Incredible.
Oh,
incredible.
Yes. A CTO, as they call it, to make 10 to 12 TikTok videos a month. The job posting said, "We are looking for a creator who is a Nerf enthusiast, a TikTok extraordinaire, has good comedic timing, and knows how to use a ring light.
Oh, that's
is
cool.
Your heart racing? Does it feel like we're speaking right to you? If you are fluent in this language, this might be the perfect match." They say the job's going to last about 3 months. Under critical skills in the application, they put loves Nerf, loves TikTok, seriously creative, good vibes, and a sense of humor. And they signed it off with sincerely desperate millennials trying to appeal to Gen Z.
That's incredible. I love that idea.
Have you guys played Nerf guns as an adult?
Yes.
One time.
Yeah.
And I miss it already.
My nephew, Austin, is 3. Almost 4, and he's right at the age he's just starting to learn about Nerf guns, and it's the best because it's all
so
you buy them
now. Cool now. Yeah, too. Like,
they're so expensive, but they're so cool.
Yeah, they make
locked
them
and loaded.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Someone invented the new perfect pasta shape after a 3-year quest. It's ridiculous. A guy named Dan Pashman runs a food podcast called The Sporkful, and he decided to create the perfect pasta. He spent 3 years doing research, interviewed experts, went to a place called the Pasta Lab in North Dakota State University, where they developed new types of noodles. And after all that, he came up with the shape he says is perfect. The pasta pieces almost look like rainbows with a little hollow space on top to hold sauce. He determined this on 3 different categories: how easy it is to get it on your fork, how well it holds sauce, and how satisfying it is to bite into.
Okay, all right. So this guy wants to tell us that he made the perfect pasta noodle after he went to North Dakota.
Yeah.
Maybe go to Italy.
No.
Italy. Half of the city. Any Italians that are awake right now are fuming.
Yeah.
Fuming.
Quest to North Dakota. Get out of here.
Are you guys ready for this?
No.
There's a 12-week waiting list to get it.
Oh, frig off. Sorry, I just got really upset.
Well, yeah, if you make one bag a week, you could find 12 people who would buy that.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't believe that. Come on.
It's called the Cascatelli. I'm sure I said that wrong. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Named after Cascatelli, North Dakota. Just a classic town.
Home of the perfect noodle.
$100,000. Destroy your debt. 8 o'clock, 7 minutes.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you ever had to tell a friend to take down a social media post, like Instagram or something like that? Maybe you guys were out partying And then, you know, it's you holding, like, sometimes it's like, even though it's legal, it's like, I don't want to be seen holding a joint.
Yeah.
You know?
Fair.
I don't want to be seen. My mom always said, like, she's like, when you know, because she's in radio, and she's like, you know, if you're working at a radio event and you're having a beer, she's like, you hide that beer. That does not make it into the photos. And, like, fair enough. Right?
That really separates Marilyn from us.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure if you look at most pictures with me and listeners, it's me holding a beer.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, is it's also different generations and different expectations, right? No one expects us to be high class. But Rachel Bilson had to delete a photo off her Instagram of Rami Malek from high school. And I guess it was, she was talking on a podcast, and she said, Rami was a good friend of mine. We were in the same crew. We did the Crucible together in our senior year in high school. We were the leads in it together. All these things. I had posted a throwback from our senior trip to New York and Broadway, which is kind of cool, right? Super nerdy. Just the dorkiest picture of both of us. And a week later, she checked her Instagram DMs and was surprised to find a message from him. And it said, listen, I would really appreciate it if you took that down. I'm a really private person. And she was like, oh, bleep. Okay. And she obviously took it down, but she's like, you know, I wrote him a really nice message and said, I'm so sorry. Go get that Oscar. You're doing amazing. She's like, I've never heard anything back. And this is where the story takes a bit of a turn, because at first you're like, oh, okay, that's just a normal story.
Yeah.
But this feels like a swipe, this next sentence, okay? You ready? But I was super bummed because he was always so nice and we were good friends. And I'm a big fan of not taking yourself seriously, especially at that level of fame and talent. But look, he wants to be super respected. It's his thing, so I respect it. I took it down. I was just a little bummed at how it was handled. So,
oh, yeah, that's a swipe.
Basically, I think she was like, hey, you didn't even get back to me. And I could take this down. But we were cool, man. Before you were cool, we were cool.
I respect it. I think it's a little petty. I respect it.
Yeah, I love
That's like, because he notoriously takes himself very, very seriously.
I don't know anything about him personally.
And him, because he's very private, right? And,
right.
But him asking to have the photo taken down, that's no problem. But like, don't leave her on red. That's weird. That's weirder than you asking to have the photo taken down.
Yeah, be gracious. Say thank you.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I don't know. That's kind of weird. Yeah. He's a weird guy.
I don't blame her. The quickest way to get on my bad list is to leave me on red.
Oh, yeah.
I've been holding grudges for like 3 years on people who've left me on red.
Have you ever had to ask somebody to take a picture down?
No, but Jax has forbidden me to post photos before.
Oh, me too.
I have one sitting in my drafts of us at the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Mm-hmm.
iHeartRadio Fan Fest, like 2 years ago. We're all wearing our fun outfits.
Marshmello was playing.
Was playing. It was a great night. And I showed Jax the picture and she did not approve of it. So it's been sitting in my drafts for 2 years.
You know what the best part is? That I love that you guys listen to me.
Oh,
like, because I have some friends in my life where I'll be like, please don't post that. I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to do it anyways. But you guys are like, you know what? No, we're going to respect her. Thank you very much.
So you've had to do it, Jax.
I have had to do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What happened?
Describe it.
Are we doing this?
Yeah.
I had to just not too long ago. Had to ask my sister-in-law to take a photo down of my father in the hospital in palliative care dying because I didn't think it was a good photo for her to have in her Instagram stories on a random Wednesday.
No.
This got dark. Sorry.
Yeah, a bit different than my story.
understand where she was going. It was a memorial to him, right?
Yeah, no.
But
it was not a memorial to him. It was like a this day 2 years ago kind of post. Yeah, on her story, she's like, it wasn't like a TBT, but it was like, you know how iPhones give you memories?
That's not a memory
she
that
like,
we want.
She like shared it and her,
Jax.
Like my nephew and my father. And I was like, why? I need to post it. And she's so lovely, but I was like, take that down.
Okay,
like, we don't need that.
So the worst I can do is like being at a party and having had too much to drink. And you know, you've got that I've been at a party for 4 hours look where your eyes are sort of closed and red and stuff. I'm like, please take that down. But that's I've never had to ask to have that taken down.
Yeah.
It was a weird thing to have to do in midweek.
How was the interaction, Vincent?
You know what? We actually chatted on the phone yesterday. It was great.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing well. We're getting over it.
Now, 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Photos you have asked people to take down.
Yeah.
Like, please don't post that. Are you serious?
Try and beat that one.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You had to ask somebody to take down an Instagram photo of you, but that's what we were asking. But what we got was you. This person will not reveal their name, but they had to call YouTube.
What happened?
But very few people call in and say, hey, I had to call YouTube to have something taken down.
I had to call. I didn't call. I got one of my friends to call.
That's still just as bad.
That somehow makes it worse. What happened?
So I went to a party, and of course, you know, you were drinking a little bit before, you're drinking in, and you're drinking, like, throughout the whole party. And I went on stage. My friend pushed me up on stage to dance with the artist. And I ended up dancing with the artist, but because I was so intoxicated, I couldn't really hold my balance.
Oh no.
And I slipped and hit my head on the stage. And when I say hit my head, like, it bounced.
Oh, like, babe!
And somebody wonderfully videotaped it in the front row somewhere, right? Got it in the front. And I had to, one of my friends was like, oh, did you go to this party? And I was like, yeah, I was totally there. I was like, I had a great time. And they were like, yeah, so I think I seen you on YouTube. And I was like, no.
Oh,
that's
no.
Insane. And when I ended up watching it, it was horrible, mind you.
Yeah.
I ended up getting my friend to contact the person because I asked for them to remove it. And they were like, ha ha, whatever. And my friend actually made up some lovely story about my fiance going to leave me. And
Oh my God.
How many views did the video have at that point? Do you know?
I think it was in the hundreds. Okay. Like, it was like 500 or 600.
It was on its way?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was
to the moon.
It was a little bit more embarrassing every moment it was on. So I totally got my friend to call, and they message, and they took it down.
I need to ask, who was the artist?
I cannot tell.
Yes, you can. Yes, you have to.
Say who it rhymes with.
I can't tell. I can't even think of anything that rhymes with it. Right.
That sounds like post-concussion syndrome.
Please.
Who's the artist? Tell us.
I can't.
Come on.
I can't.
All right, we're going to assume.
Okay.
I hope you had fun at the Maroon 5 concert. Yeah. Adam Levine loved it. Yeah. So did all the others.
I enjoyed every moment.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Photos you had to have taken down because your friends posted them or your mom posted them or somebody posted them. And you're like, oh no, I can't have that on the internet forever. That's bad. And I actually got a text message directly from one of my friends.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to use any names here, but I remember this person. And do you remember when you would go out every weekend and you would bring your digital camera with you?
Yeah, digicam. Oh, yeah.
And then you would do your Facebook photo album. Like, I don't know anybody that does a Facebook photo album anymore. But back in the day, like, there was like those, you know, you'd have your Cuba 08. And
yeah,
then you'd have your, like,
take Cuba,
back.
Cuba 08 part 2.
Jenny's B-Day.
Yeah.
Part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4.
I like when you would, like, kind of theme them to something beautiful. It's like, dreams would happen when babies sleep. That's the name of the album.
You're
like,
hang on,
hanging out in a basement.
What are you even talking about?
So my friend said, I'm going to leave the names out, but she's basically said, every Friday and Saturday night, I had a friend that would upload the whole thing to Facebook, and I would have to call her and get her Facebook password and take down the damaging photos of myself.
Oh,
so she would just put it up there, and then this person would call and say, hey, give me the password, like, right now.
Now.
Oh, yeah. No.
Funny. Anyway.
It's like, it was such a dark time. There was no privacy back then.
You never knew.
The internet was new. The internet was rogue.
Oh, yeah. And then Facebook Memories comes up every once in a while, and it's like, hey, here's something dumb you did 10 years ago.
I used to love swearing in 08, let me tell you what.
Yeah. Another text from the 647. My boyfriend created a workout video to post on his work's Instagram and had to take it down when his boss noticed our Dwight, you ignorant, pillow in the background.
Oh.
If you're a Office fan, you will understand the rest of that quote and realize why it's not appropriate on the
Fair
work's
enough.
Instagram.
Yep.
Another one from the 289. I've reported photos that I'm in on Facebook and claim it's not me in the picture just so they take it down for me.
Wow.
That's genius.
I like that.
It's hard to do that when it's your mom, though. Another one from the 705. I posted a pic of a friend and I on vacation during our vacation, and she asked if I could take it down because she didn't want to post any pics till after we got back home, which I was fine with, and I did it. Then when I got home, she posted the same photo and stole my caption. I had to come up with a whole new caption.
Whoa!
Okay, caption thievery is a crime that's happening all over the world.
Yeah, jail.
We need to take that more serious.
Right away.
Okay.
Do we need to take that more seriously?
Yeah, no, we do. Yeah.
Well, listen, keep them coming. 999-999, we love your stories. You had to get it taken off Instagram or YouTube or whatever. What happened?
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Britney Spears says she felt embarrassed by the new documentary. A month or two after it aired, the 39-year-old has broken her silence on the way it impacted her. She said, "I didn't watch the documentary, but from what I did see of it, I was embarrassed by the light they put me in. I cried for 2 weeks, and, well, I still cry sometimes. It takes a lot of strength to trust the universe with your real vulnerability, because I've always been so judged, insulted, and embarrassed by the media, and I still am to this day. Every day, dancing brings me joy. I'm not here to be perfect. Perfect is boring. I'm here to pass on kindness." Britney, by the way, asked courts to remove her father from her conservatorship and appoint Jody Montgomery earlier this week. Ariana Grande is replacing Nick Jonas as a coach on The Voice. She announced that yesterday. She's the latest star of The Joy for their upcoming 21st season. Not sure how that happened. The show has had a revolving door of musicians and coaches and stuff, with Nick replacing Gwen Stefani a couple seasons ago. But Ari has performed on the show before, never coached, and she says she's beyond thrilled for the honor. I always love the idea when celebrities join these shows, because, like, do they have to submit a resume? Because The Voice is it's still a production.
It's a huge show.
Meaning, like, at one point, does she have to sit down with someone in HR and they go over, like, how she gets paid?
I don't think that people at that level have HR. I also don't think she's an employee, so it's just a contract.
Well, they should look into that, because that sounds dangerous.
I think their HR is their agent and their $20 million paycheck.
Yeah, No.
I think they're good.
She's sitting in a room with a poster of a cat on a clothesline that says, "Hang in there, baby," and she's talking to HR.
Fill out this company survey.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Game of Thrones is becoming a Broadway musical. Will that ending suck, too? Adam Wilde made me say that last part. It's a dramatic stage show, spectacular, based on George R.R. Martin's fantasy world. It's now in development. The team's goal is to debut productions in New York, London's West End, and in Australia. And it's expected to first launch in 2023. It's predicted that it's going to be a prequel.
Right.
So it's going
to make so much money.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we'll be able to go to the theater again one day. That's nice to think about.
Yeah, maybe. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ, for that ominous maybe. By the way, a couple minutes from right now, we got another keyword for you. $100,000. Destroy your debt for sending a text to 999 Virgin Radio.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Producer Jesse, tell us about the running club lie.
This comes from Amy. She says, "I've been sitting on a couch for a year during COVID. So I joined a running group last month because I wanted to get more physically active. We'll all go out running in a group once a week or whenever you can. But we're also all on the same fitness app, so you can see everyone's monthly or weekly kilometers.
Oh, no.
And I'm a really competitive person, so my boyfriend runs too. But he doesn't need a whole group to run with him. So when he goes out on his runs, I give him my phone, so it tracks his kilometers as mine.
No. Incredible.
And then I look great to my running group.
Incredible.
It's not for anything, so it doesn't really matter. There's no prize for having the most kilometers run or anything. I'm just competitive, and I want to look great to these people I barely know. I'm in second place, by the way.
Okay.
Do you think I'm a bad person?"
Yes, that's lying. Don't do that. And it's like, what are you even lying for? There's no prize at the end. Like, why are you doing that? It's just weird. It's bad karma. That's what I think.
If there's nothing at stake.
Oh, come on.
Right. Yeah. Does it matter?
No. Not a bad person.
She obviously feels bad about it.
I get it. Well, I don't know if she... Yeah, she maybe feels bad, but what I would say to
She's writing a radio station.
Yeah, but some people just want to talk.
Right. So I would say this. Listen, sometimes when there's nothing at stake, you must win at all costs.
That's right.
It's important to have something to brag about. When we had a softball team on this show that we got to play for 1 week, we may have lost, but producer Jesse and I both hit home runs that game. And that was the important part of conversation, and that made my next month. So
I also went
5 for 6.
Thanks for throwing me on the list.
Just want to say, I think you win at all costs. And by the way, you need to pick it up. If you're only in second place and your boyfriend and you are running,
lie harder.
Get it going, girl. No. Lie harder.
See, you just said in a very important piece of information, Adam. She's only in second. It's not like she's winning anyway. Not a bad person. Just lie.
Jack.
Just lie. Look, I'm competitive. And you'll figure that out in like a half hour when we do our trivia and I win for the third week in a row.
You get mean.
Here's the thing. If nothing's at stake and it doesn't matter, just go ahead and do it.
Yeah, and is she a bad person?
No, she's not a bad person. And I know a thing or two about trying to impress people that I barely know.
416-872-9999, 999-999, just text. We'll let you try to figure out who was going with that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know.
It's 999 Virgin Radio.
You're such a bad person. person?
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Jax is looking at TJ and I in utter disgust about this
I
one because of the side
it.
We took. So Jesse, read the story one more time here.
So, Amy joined a running group last month, and she's been giving her boyfriend her phone so that he can log his running miles as hers so that she can have the most kilometers in her running group. And there's nothing on the line, by the way. She just wants to win and have the most kilometers.
Currently,
run.
She's in second. Like, and TJ and I are like, well, there's nothing really at stake here. Who cares? And Jax is like, terrible person because it's lying. Now, what do the texts say, TJ?
We got a couple here from the 905. Coming from a very competitive person, there is nothing wrong with this. Not a bad person.
Of course you're going to say that. You're a very competitive person.
Someone agrees with you, Jax, from the 416. I would say bad person because they also undermine the actual effort of people who are putting in the work. Also, if you are a competitive person, how can you tolerate not earning your score yourself?
Yeah.
And let me interject.
Interject? There we are.
Whatever it is you want to enter.
Here's what I'm doing. Maybe not. Okay. If you're competitive, it's win at any cost. I don't care about putting in actual work.
Did any of the friends specify that it had to be you actually running the kilometers?
No,
that's a fair question, right?
Is that in the rules and regs?
I don't believe it is. Yeah. I don't remember hearing anything about that.
More texts from the 905. Bad person. If you're going to cheat, at least win. You're in second place. Ergo, bad person.
I like that. Okay, we're going to play a couple songs. We'll come back with your results. 999999 to text. 416-872-9999 to call. DM us at Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram. It's 999 Virgin Radio.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Before we get to the results, a couple quick last texts and recap before us, producer Jesse.
Yeah, Amy joined a running group last month, and she's been giving her boyfriend her phone so that when he goes out on his runs, she can log his miles as hers and look great in her running group. And there's nothing on the line, by the way. There's no prize if she has the most kilometers that month. But
she's not even winning with this, though.
No.
She's in second place.
Try harder.
Why lie?
And we say, why not? Because being competitive and there's nothing on the line, who cares? Now, what did the last two texts say, TJ?
From the 416, a bad person. As Jax pointed out, you're lying and completely undermining the entire contest. How dare you?
And
from the 416, not a bad person. Your cheating is making the other people work harder to try and keep up. Good for you. I wish I had a friend like you.
Love that. All right, producer Jesse, you've taken all the calls, the texts, the DMs. What are the results?
It was a close one. 59% say not a bad person.
Yeah.
No way.
Just know that I'm going to win trivia today after 10 o'clock, honestly, okay?
Not with that.
Honestly.
Attitude.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Today is International Trans Day of Visibility, an annual event occurring on March 31st, dedicated to celebrating trans people and raising awareness of discrimination faced by trans people worldwide, mm-hmm. as well as a celebration of their contributions to the society. If you want to find a way that you can get involved today, it's a pretty cool thing, and there's lots of resources in Toronto that you can check out. But the one that we like a lot is the 519.org. Great website, a lot of resources there, ways that you can donate, ways that you can donate your time, things that you can learn. It's fantastic. You check that out.
Absolutely.
And just be aware today. The most 2021 job just got posted online. Are you guys ready for this?
Ready.
Nerf, as in Nerf guns, the delightful toy from your childhood, is now hiring a chief TikTok officer, a CTO,
incredible,
if you will.
Incredible.
They want you to make 10 to 12 TikTok videos a month. They say, we're looking for a creator who is a Nerf enthusiast, a TikTok extraordinaire, has good comedic timing, and knows how to use a ring light.
Hmm.
They say that this job is so cool, we're thinking of quitting ours to apply, but we're still learning the renegade dance. So, the job will last for 3 months. Under critical skills in the application, incredible. They say, loves Nerf, loves TikTok, seriously creative, good vibes,
ooh,
and a sense of humor. And they signed it off. Sincerely, desperate millennials trying to appeal to Gen Z.
Incredible.
I do like that idea. And you know what? Nerf guns now are just so much sicker than they were when we were kids. Like, you go to Toys R Us now, because I have to go to Toys R Us for every once in a while, or at least when we could go. And I make a point of walking through the Nerf section.
It's so much fun.
They're amazing. Wild. They're so expensive, but they're so good.
I can't wait for her to be that age where she can play. Because then we're hunting.
It's the past. My nephew.
You said that we're hunting?
We're hunting each other, yeah.
It's also interesting to see how companies are using things like TikTok. Yeah. Like, I have a buddy who's a musician, mm-hmm. and he's posting a job to find someone in the Gen Z generation to just take on his persona on TikTok. Yeah. He's like, here's the type of clothes I wear. Here's the type of music I put out. Just make videos and be my persona. But yeah. I want nothing to do with it. I don't care what you do. Just get my music out there. Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Really interesting idea. Britney Spears says she felt embarrassed by the new documentary. A month or two after it aired, the 39-year-old has broken her silence on the way it impacted her. She said, I didn't watch the doc, but from when I did see it, I was embarrassed by the light they put me in. I cry for 2 weeks, and well, I still cry sometimes. It takes a lot of strength to trust the universe with your real vulnerability because I've always been so judged, insulted, and embarrassed by the media. And I still am to this day. Every day, dancing brings me joy. I'm not here to be perfect. Perfect is boring. I'm here to pass on kindness. Britney, by the way, asked the courts to remove her father from her conservatorship and appoint Jody Montgomery just last week.
And she's asking him to resign.
Yes,
otherwise,
yeah.
I think they're going to have to force him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's after, I believe it's $16,000 a month.
I'm
as
sorry,
well
for
as
what?
$2,000 a month to maintain like office.
Get out of here.
Stuff.
Get out of here.
It's not about the money, though. That's the thing.
Free Britney.
Yeah, that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
$150 to McDonald's. Yours next. And we'll tell you how after Tate McRae. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right, now, $150 for McDonald's on the line. If you can guess which one of us, Adam Wilde, TJ, or Jax, can win producer Jesse's trivia game this morning. And again, producer Jesse, what are we doing?
Super simple game. All you got to do is finish that lyric. I'm going to give you a lyric from an artist you know, and you got to just complete it.
And whoever you think wins, get the text in now because we're going to, they're time stamped. We're going to be able to know if you pick the winner after
that's
the
right.
game's over, okay? We'll call you back. All right. So, Jesse, number one.
So, we're going to start with TJ because you won yesterday.
And the day before.
Do you want
Stop it.
Do you want to complete the lyric of The Weeknd or Bruno Mars?
Ooh, give me The Weeknd, please.
All right, here we go.
And I know she'll be the death.
I'm going to read it, and then you got to complete it. Okay? At least we'll both be numb, and she'll always be the best of me. The worst is yet to come.
And I know we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful.
That's 1 point to TJ.
Yeah, there's no way I would have had that one. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay.
All right, Adam, you're up next. Oh, do you want Bruno Mars or Ariana Grande?
Bruno Mars.
Of course.
All day,
right.
Baby.
Yeah, greatest artist of our generation, right?
Greatest artist of our generation.
All right, Adam. Listen closely.
Okay.
This hit, that ice cold Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
Styling, filing, living it up in the city, something like that. Styling, wiling maybe? Styling, wiling, living it up in the city.
So memorable.
Play it.
This is that ice cold Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling.
We'll give it to you. We'll give you a
shot. Shut out the last 2 days. Long walk to take a short drink of water. Okay.
All right, Jax. Do you want Ariana Grande or Calvin Harris?
Calvin Harris.
Oh,
all right.
Boy.
So,
dangerous.
Complete this lyric. Something in you, ooh ooh ooh, light up heaven in me, ee ee. The feeling won't let me sleep, ee ee.
What song is this?
That's One Kiss.
Oh. Okay. Oh,
man. Do you want it again?
Yeah.
Something in you, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Light up heaven in me, ee, ee. That feeling won't let me sleep, ee, ee.
I don't
know. Oh, I wish we could steal.
No points for Jack Clay.
Something in you, ooh, ooh.
All right.
Let up heaven in me, ee,
ee. You're going to be mad.
The feeling won't let me sleep, ee, ee. Because I'm lost in the way you move, the way you feel. One kiss is all it takes.
Come on, Jax.
Let Jax sing cry.
She's never going to date me now.
When she was a jingle ball, that song blew up. Yeah. It was so great. Okay, all right.
All right, TJ, so we have Ariana Grande or Shawn Mendes.
I'll take Ari, please.
Ari, Ari.
Like, don't get cool and confident. Call me Ari over here.
I'll take Shawn Mendes.
Mendes, please.
Heaven sent you to me. I'm just hoping I don't repeat history. This position, by the way. Yeah. Boy, I'm trying to meet your mama on a Sunday, then make a lot of love on a Monday.
Trying to something, la la.
All right, play the clip.
Boy, I'm trying to meet your mama on a Sunday.
Adam, you would have got that. To make love on Monday.
Yeah, yeah. Never need no one else. Yeah, I was way off.
I'm really bad at this. I would never know that.
I got that one for sure.
All right, Adam. Right.
What do we got left?
Left on the board, Shawn Mendes
okay.
or Post Malone.
Okay, I'll do Shawn Mendes.
All right. This is Wonder. I wonder, wouldn't it be nice to live inside a world that isn't black and white? I wonder what it's like to be my friends.
I hope that they don't think that I forget about them.
Oh, play it. Wouldn't it be nice to live inside a world that isn't black and white? I wonder what it's like to be my friends. Hope that they don't think I forget. Well done.
Yeah.
Good
That's
job.
For some reason, I always think of White's Road in Pickering, that exit, because it was right where I lived. I was poor Union. White's Road was the next one. And Sean's friends all at White's Road going, yeah, he didn't forget us.
Are we doing acceptance speeches now? What is this?
Guys, that might be it. I'm off.
You got 2 points there,
I'm for TJ now.
All right, Jax, you're off.
Flip
flop. Would you like Post Malone or Drake?
Oh, I'm going to ruin both of them. Drake.
All right.
Yeah. Hang on.
This is God's plan.
Oh, God.
Okay, and I don't have the clip.
Oh, you don't have the clip.
Yeah, I'm going to find it. I'll find it. Keep going. Keep
okay, okay, okay. This is God's plan.
I'm so bad at this.
I hold back. Sometimes I won't. I feel good. Sometimes I don't. Jazz.
I can't. Like, if I hear the song, I can picture it.
Oh,
like,
no. Also, I don't have the clip.
No, you don't have the clip.
Like, not in post. I mean, I'm
all
not going
to
win.
All right, so we'll move on to Post Malone then,
okay,
Jazz.
Right.
You'll get Post Malone.
All right,
this
all
is
right.
Circles. We couldn't turn around. So we were upside down. I'll be the bad guy now. But no, I ain't too proud.
I could do this.
Ain't too proud.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Come on, Jax. You can do it.
It's just me and you until the end.
No. Play it out.
I couldn't be there.
I'm like, yeah, no.
This. I couldn't.
If I tried.
See? Like, if I hear it, I can finish it. In poem form, it's hard.
No, because you would be like, Jesse would be like, Jack's got it. Anyway.
So Adam wins.
Yeah,
that's 2 points.
Woo!
Oh. Wait, what?
Adam wins. 2-1-0. Thank you very much, guys. So
I hate it.
I'm just so used
if
to
you
TJ winning.
Adam Wilde. We might be calling you right now at 416-872-9999. So don't screen our calls, okay? We want you to win. $150 at McDonald's.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So yesterday, I put my Bumble profile out to you, and you could decide, basically like a choose-your-own-adventure with the people that I'm talking to. And there's one person in particular going back and forth and back and forth, and I had a question about whether or not to be direct when you ask this person out, right? Because some people, and we found that over text, a lot of people think that direct, hey, do you want to go out, is too much. There was a lot of women that texted in yesterday, and they're like, hey, like, no.
Because some men can get gross with it. Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. But, like, I was just going to say, hey, you know,
yeah.
Do you want to go out?
Yeah,
right?
Which I think
or
is okay.
Do you go with the indirect approach, which is, hey, I'm going to be at this location at between this hour and this hour if you want to hang out.
Yeah.
Like
whatever.
A dog park or something.
Cool guy.
Exactly.
That's so vague and
which,
weird.
By the way, I don't have 2 hours to hang out and wait for someone who might show up, right? It's sort of.
Are you just supposed to stand in one spot? Is
that, I don't know. Like, I don't know how that works. But anyway, long story short, you voted and said 85% that I should be absolutely direct with
this
right. person.
Okay.
So,
did you do it?
I did.
And?
I haven't heard of anything back.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, it's been like I did it right after the show yesterday. So that'd be, it's almost 24 hours now. So here's my question.
Maybe their phone's dead.
No, well, I don't know. So, do I, A, do nothing and wait, B, message again and say,
absolutely
hey, I just want
not.
To make sure this
no.
went through.
No.
C, unmatch them and never speak about them again.
TJ's going to go with C. I can already feel it. Okay, and I'm going to go with A.
The petty side of me says C, unmatch and never speak to them again, so then you win.
Right.
But the right thing to do is option A.
Yeah.
You just leave it.
Just
you threw it out there into the ether, and now you just let it go.
Yeah,
so for the record, all I wrote was, hey, so that sounds great. Do you want to go out this long weekend, is what I said.
Super nice. Super neutral.
That's wonderful. There is a fourth option.
No, there's not. What is this?
Is you find out who their closest friends are
TJ?
On Instagram.
Oh my god.
And you send them a couple DMs and
why don't
ask
like
them out.
TJ!
See if they like some of these directs.
You would, right. Would you?
No, no, honestly, honestly, tell me what you would do here, okay? So you haven't heard from somebody for 24 hours. Am I writing this person off or am I writing them again? 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. It's Dua Lipa, the baby, levitating on Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So if you've been talking to somebody for a while on a dating app, and then it finally comes to the stage where it's like, either we're a pen pal or we're going out, you kind of have to ask, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And I had to be honest with you. I've been on a lot of bad dates in the last year. The second thing is, not a single one of them has asked me. And I still, so it's normally the guys, at least in straight culture, that are still asking.
Yeah, and that's like, I don't know, that kind of seems archaic to me. If you want to go on a date, doesn't matter your gender, you should just ask.
So the question in the latest one is, should I be direct about this or should I not be direct about it and be like, hey, come meet me? And I basically, you guys told me yesterday to go direct.
Yeah. Yeah.
I asked the person, this most recent person I've been talking to, nothing in 24 hours. What does that mean? What do I do from here? What are the texts saying?
From the 647, nope, 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 nope. Do not message her again.
Yeah. Okay.
If you have to literally chase her down for a reply, she's not the one, man.
Yeah, true.
Interesting. Okay. Now, is 24 hours a concerning amount of time or should that be acceptable?
Well, another text said, waited out for max 1 week. I don't have no notifications turned on for dating apps, so I often take longer than 24
yes.
hours to reply. Especially if I work long hours that day, she could be the same.
Yeah, fair enough.
My golden rule is 2 days. And that's when you're like, okay, this
so
is not...
So at two yeah. days, what do you do?
You
give
just
unmatch?
No, you just leave it. I don't unmatch. Because, yeah, that just seems... That seems petty and weird. It's not
I
like...
I mean, yeah, no unmatch.
Really?
I like a clean inbox. You know, I don't need the...
Yeah, no.
Organized inbox.
Yeah, I don't need the graveyard of people it didn't work out with.
Oh, well, fair enough. Okay.
It's not going right. to work. It's not going to work. Another one from the 416. Just let it be. If she's interested, she'll get back to you.
Yeah.
If not, it's not meant to be. Patience is a virtue. In the meantime, you need to get on Hinge so we can match.
Whoa. I am on Hinge. And there's a... It's a bonanza.
It is a bonanza.
A bonanza.
It's a bit wild. Whoa.
Here's an interesting option from the 705. I say option D. Put them on ghosted. Let's do it, Adam Wilde ghosted.
Don't.
We're not going to do it, me ghosted.
We might.
I don't need to know. I don't need that kind of ego hit. You know what I mean? I know what's bad.
What could go wrong?
99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.